This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Pope Francis has declared that the future of South Sudan depends on how the country treats its women. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
On a visit to the world's newest nation, the Pope highlighted the plight of women in the country, asking all its citizens to protect, respect, appreciate and honour every South Sudanese woman, from grandmothers to young girls. Sister Orla Treacy, who runs a secondary school for girls, told the AP young girls in the country often miss out on an education.
About 10% of 15-year-old girls are getting married. So getting girl into school, it was impossible, it has become possible, and today you'll meet some of the girls who have really achieved and broken through. It's changing, but it's still a big push for girls.
South Sudan is also a country which is rampant with sexual violence and has the world's highest maternal mortality rate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants in Pakistan after a suicide bombing killed scores of police and a mosque. Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. In the United States, the Democratic Party has approved the reordering of its 2024 presidential primary. Members of the Democratic National Committee voted on Saturday to replace Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. It's part of a major shakeup meant to empower Black and other minority voters critical to the party's base of